Chapter 8, integration. All these stuff are hard. Of course they're hard. You know, those people that win in the Olympics, the work they do is hard. It's not easy. It's not cake. People that win in the battle, it's hard. We're in a battle. Integration, let's define the word. Integrate. To integrate, combine one thing with another so that they become a whole. Combine with another to form a whole. The origin of the word is also interesting to chapter 8. I'll tell you that. Mid-17th century from the Latin integrit, made whole. From the verb integrare, from integer, whole. Huh? Integrate, to be made whole. We're talking about God this morning, right? Integration of God. Luke 11:34-43. Your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Take care then that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light with no part of it in darkness, it will be entirely illuminated as when a lamp shines its light on you. Wow, that's so cool. So cool, so cool, so cool. When you think of a coin, you think of two sides. When I think of a coin, two sides, right? Of course. So let's say you're a coin. You want to be worth something. Right? Okay, great. Think of this. Top of the coin is administration. The bottom is knowledge. In order for the coin to work, I need both sides, and so do you. Like what? What's that like? What's it like? What are you talking about, Pat? What's it like? Like faith and works. James 2:14-22. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Boom. That is the coin. Faith on the bottom, works on the top. Knowledge and administration. Pretty clear. If it's not clear, I suggest you rewind and listen again until it is clear. I promise this concept will serve you forever. All knowledge comes from God. All knowledge comes from God. Administration is a verb, and it's best we all get busy with the information provided for by the word. Next concept, the linear, nonlinear mind. Without God, the Holy Spirit, and prayer through the Lord Jesus Christ, I cannot solve problems that make no sense to me, right? You know what I'm talking about. You get those things in your head. You don't know what the heck to do. Problems that don't seem to have a solve. My linear mind studies the problem. My linear mind actually does the idea. But I can't have an idea without my nonlinear mind, without the place that makes imagination. The nonlinear mind works all the time, per second, per day, for as long as it takes to solve a problem. It has no care of time, sleep, sick, emotions, nothing. It is God prompting you to solution. Prompting you to solution. You know, I'm trying to, you know what I'm talking about. Problems, you can't get it out of your head, right? No matter how much you try, you can't get it. You can't get it out of your head until all at once, for some reason, I don't know what, whoop, bing, bomb, boom, it does. Ultimately, you get the idea. It wasn't there before. You get the idea. You get the solution to the problem. When I employ God's help, it takes whatever time it takes, and then boom, the idea is clear, and the linear mind, now the linear mind, a mind that operates in a 24-hour period, can schedule it and get it done. And after God gives me the solution, it goes pretty quick. A disaster is what happens when I just try something because I'm tired of waiting for the answer. I'll just throw it out there and see what happens. With little things, sure, no problem. Right? With little things, you know, you can kind of fix those up. Little things, you can try this and try that, no problem, right? But big things, I can make a real mess and so can you. This chapter is integration, leaning on God in all things, leaning hard, pushing into the word, becoming one thing with God, studying, praying while working your chores. While working your chores. Get that? Working your chores. Working. While you continue to work, integration is the combination of all things considered, all things known, all things experienced, all things learned, all things prepared for God, with God, in God. Integration, Ephesians 4, 6. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The combination of knowledge, experience, responsibility, and God. Luke 16, 10 says a lot. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Time to integrate God on the very basic level, the most simplest of things that you do. Integration. What will you integrate in your life? What will I? Nonsense, half-baked ideas, excuses all day long, or truth? Or truth. Matthew 12, 30, 31. Here it is. It's tough, man. It's tough. He who is not with me, once and for all on my side, is against me. And he who does not unequivocally gather with me scatters. Oh, that is so. How many of you are listening and understand? How many of you are fighting this in your head? He who is not with me once and for all on my side is against me. And he who does not unequivocally gather with me scatters. Hey, look, if you're an idiot at home, you're an idiot at work. If you're selfish in one area, you'll be selfish in another. If I have God in one area and not another, I don't have God. Everything is everything. Let me say it again. If you're an idiot at home, you're an idiot at work. If you're selfish in one area, you'll be selfish in another. If I have God in one area and not another, I don't have God. Everything is everything. Why is it so hard, Pat? Why do you beat us up all the time? Because training is hard. Training to win the race. Not participate. Here's a participatory. Because you participated, you get to have a little trophy that says you're a participator. I don't want to be a participator, neither do you. I want to win. I want to give back for everything that God has given me. I want to give back. Well, how do you do that in this world? We see all these horrible things happening in the world, don't we? Don't fall into the world and all the nonsense. With constant study of the Word, I understand how quickly things can change, how quickly they've changed in history. Be ready. Know the truth. Know the truth. Discernment of what is and what is not. Correct and incorrect. Be ready to know. Matthew 24, 26. So if anyone tells you, there he is out there in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is, he's in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, whoa. This passage tells me that the coming of God is a big thing. All people will know. This isn't something that already happened and I didn't know about it. It got me by surprise. I didn't get the memo. We, me, you, as Christians, continue to work. Pray, provide service to the King until that time. If I don't read, I can't lead. Well, what do you mean I got to work? It's going to come anyway. I might as well give up. What the heck, you know? Why should I care? You know, Luke 19, 12, 13. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. That's a parable. Kind of a little story Jesus said, little story Jesus used for an example. A certain nobleman, that would be like a certain Jesus Christ, went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. That would be the kingdom of God, the kingdom, the heavens, and return to you. Return. So he called his servants. That would be you. Delivered to them everything they needed. 10 minus, that's the same as everything you need. And said to them, I gave you everything you need, so do business till I come back. Do business till I come. He didn't tell you to wait for him and be a bum. He said, do business till I come. Do business. It says it right there in Scripture. Business. Do some business. Business till I come, right? Keep working it. Get it? Takes time to change, though, doesn't it? Woo! Whoa! Takes time to change. Woo! Even when you want to change. Oh, man, you can't do it. You get afraid of this, afraid of that. You want to make a room. You get mad at this, irritated at that. Whoo! Gosh, it takes time to change. Keep working. The Lord teaches many things, especially this concept I said earlier of no solution problems. I don't know what to do. There's no solution. Everything I think of, there's no into it. There's no way out. Well, no solution problems are for God. God can and will solve the problem Big word here, big phrase here, operative phrase here, if you let him. If you let him. With everything I'm coming out of my mouth right now, like I know everything, I'll get off of this phone and sure enough take something back. I got to do this, I got to do that, because I got to do this. Oh, it takes so much time to let God work with your mind to come up with competent solutions. Keep working, man. Keep working it. Stick to the list and talk to him all the times. But like I said, I get wacky. Sometimes I get wacky. All of us, sure, all of us do. We're concerned about this or that. It will pass. This and that pass. Today's challenge is just today's challenge. So keep your head down. Do it. Keep your heart in the game. Why? 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 Well, I'm going to say something to you. Let's see if you get this. Matthew 24, 40. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what your Lord, when your Lord is coming. What is that? Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Keep your head in the game, brothers and sisters. Keep your head in the game. Keep doing what you need to do so when he shows up, you say, hey, how's it going? This is what I got. Keep your head in the game. Next concept, age before beauty. It isn't the example of opening the door for an old person, although that's a good idea, right? Age, time, patience before God's work in you and me comes through. By the way, do I get irritated when some kid opens the door for me? Like I'm so ancient I can't open the door? Yes, I do. Is my next thought, what a nice kid, there aren't many left? Yes, it is. So what is age before beauty? Age, time, patience that you got to put in before God's work in you and me comes through. We got to put in the time, like a fine wine. Well, I don't like fine wine anymore. The good you, the true you, the real you, the God in you that he meant for you to be. You got to put in the time. Your destiny made by him before time itself. Age before beauty. The time you take to learn and then the beauty God brings forth from you. The you he wants. Yeah. Reaches in there and makes you something you never thought you could be. Those who run the short game, kids, bamboozling with schemes and nonsense, it's a time burner, and at the end of the game, they're left with little or nothing. And I just said little for fun. They're left with nothing. Push back against impatience and arrogance. Impatient arrogance. Isn't it awful? Proverbs 10:2, ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. Oh, gosh, how many people did the pyramid schemes and the this scheme and the that scheme, and they ended up with bupkis, right? Now, these days, all the things we see in the news about this and that currency and that and this, oh, easy money. What was that song? Easy money and your tricks for free. Integration, the act of bringing together all ideas, concepts, and efforts for God in the making of a better you. Integration. Ephesians 5, 16 and 17, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5, 16 and 17, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I always say, you only have a few minutes in this life. What are you going to do with yours? This stuff is hard, man. People are challenged by it, and for good reason. You only have a few minutes in this life. What are you going to do with yours? Matthew 7, 13, 14. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Integrate or disintegrate? Huh? That's a good one to remember, right? Integrate or disintegrate? That's a good one. Proverbs 1, 24. This is harsh, kids, but it's real. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, Since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, in turn I will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Those are scripture written about what wisdom will say to you when you walk away from her. That's scripture, man. The world is losing common sense, am I right? It's losing common sense, disintegrating. We are watching the frightening reality of all people turning away from God's word. Yeah? God, we fear his wrath. I do. We pray for all the things we see. I fear his wrath on the world, on people, on the stupidness that we see all over the place. We pray. I pray for the things we see, because of the things we see, for those who don't see. We pray for the people who don't see. We pray and pray and pray and pray for those who love, who we love, to come back to the one true God. We pray for those, now that we understand, we know how important it is if you turn away from God, if you half measures it. It makes me sad for all these things I've learned and all these things the Lord has shown me. The world turns away from all of it. Why should that make me sad? There but for the grace of God go I, kids. I was just as stupid as everybody else, and I still can be at the drop of a hat. And what about my children? I pray for my children. The world turns my children against God. And I fear for them, and I pray that they be given eyes to see. Why? Because it's scary stuff, Revelations 3:16, 18. So I will spit you out of my mouth, because you are only warm and not hot or cold. You say, I am rich and have many things. I need nothing. You do not know that you are in trouble and need help. You are poor, you are blind, and you have no clothes to wear. I tell you what you should do. You should buy from me gold that has been made clean by the fire. Then you will be rich, and you should buy from me what clothes to wear. Then people will not see that you have no clothes, and you will not be ashamed. You should buy from me healing oil to put on your eyes, then you will be able to see. What does that mean? What does that mean? Buy for me healing oil to put on your eyes, then you will be able to see. What does that mean? What does it mean? Clean it up, kids. It means clean it up, tighten it up, shore it up. Your knowledge of clarity and the difference between clear thinking and nonsense. Clean it up, man. Tighten it up, shore it up. We want to win this race. We don't want to participate. We want to win. Get it together, all of it. Put God first and fire up your life, man. Make it known to the world and in the mirror. Make it known to the world what you stand for. To the world and to the mirror. Chapter 8, integration. You stir chocolate milk. Yeah, right. You stir chocolate into milk, right? The whole thing tastes like chocolate, and chocolate milk is great. It's good. Integration, right? You stir chocolate into milk. It's integration. It tastes great. Dig this. You pour one drop of cyanide poisoning into the glass. One tiny little drop. You die. Sin is like that, isn't it? You lose the race. Disintegration. Now look, this is tough stuff, but it's good. Deuteronomy 6, 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Oh, kids, the word of God tells you what to do and you'll be okay. Chapter 8 is a big word. It's a big deal. It's a big word. Integration. God in your mind and in your actions, in your intentions, in your home, in your hands, in your feet. What you do and where you go. Amen? Amen? Yeah, well, oh, yes. And P.S. In regards to the chocolate milk situation, God saves us all from the poison we do to ourselves if you let him. Operative phrase there, if you let him. Amen, amen. Now, I say this on the recording. That's the end of our mission this morning, our assignment this morning, our study this morning. I tell you to remember these things, age before beauty. I tell you to remember these things, that common sense is not so common anymore. Remember these things. And when I hear people clicking in and clicking out, I know that things get tough. We lose signal. We lose this. We got to get back in. Get back in. If you lose your signal, get back in. If you think you got to go, however, if you think you got to go, this is on the recording so you can play it over and over again. If you think something's so important that you got to go, change your mind. But if you click out, your phone gives up, it's distracting for sure. But get back in. I can hear you get off, and I can see you get back in. It's good. Get back in. We have a wonderful Wednesday. We have wonderful Wednesday. We get to be together, and we get to hear this stuff. Chapter 8, integration. It is hard stuff. But you let him in, and those problems that are unsolvable, they become solvable. He does the things for you that you can't do for yourself. Amen, amen. Chapter 8, Integration 2022. John, let's get busy.